28, 2020. I'd like to call the swimming pool TAC meeting to order. Jeff, would you please take the roll?
Yes, sir. Commissioner Batts.
Here.
Jordan Clarkson. Michael Garacio.
Here.
Jim LePetre. Eric Brun for John O'Connor.
Here.
Mark Pabst.
Here.
Bob Vincent.
Here.
John Whaler. Corky Williams. We have 5 of 9 members constituting a quorum by just that amount. All right. So, excuse me. Today's agenda is to approve the minutes from July 2019 meeting, to provide recommendations to the Florida Building Commission on the comments received on the commission's building code rule, Rule 61G 20.1.001, for the 7th edition Florida Building Code 2020, and those comments will be provided to the commission for their February 11th, 2020 rule development workshop. And then to provide, to respond to a petition for declaratory statement DS 2019-071, and then any other general public comment. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as posted?
I move.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
All right. Are there any revisions and or additions to the July 9th, 2019 swimming pool TAC? If not, is there a motion to accept the report as it was posted?
I move it be approved as posted.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to review the process we're going to use, and then Mo will explain, kind of orient folks to the documentation, and then Tom may have a couple of remarks as well, and then we'll start the process. So the process for this is that I will introduce each of the comments in turn, starting with SWC 454 comment number 1. I'll ask the proponent if they wish to speak on it. They'll have 3 minutes. Anybody else wish to speak in favor? Same time limits. Anybody in opposition? If there are pros and cons, there'll be one collective rebuttal opportunity for the proponent side and the opponent side of 2 minutes each. We come back to the TAC. I'll ask if any TAC member wishes to make a motion. You don't have to make a motion. If no one wants to make a motion, I'll just say no affirmative recommendation. If you want to make a motion to support it, we'll take a motion in a second, and then we'll discuss it and take the vote. If the vote achieves a two-thirds majority, then that would be the threshold for recommendation to the commission. If it doesn't, then it would also be no affirmative recommendation. So with 5 members, I think it has to be 4-1 to pass. I have to do the calculation. I don't even have it going down that low, but I can do that quickly. Anyway, so that's the process. Anybody, and it has to have 2/3. Anybody have any questions on the process? All right, Mo, why don't you go ahead and review our documents while I do a quick calculation.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mo Madani. And,
about so. So it is, sorry, it is going to take a 4-1. 4-1 passes, and then 3-2 fails, which that's our level.
And I see from the agenda there is an in the, another agenda, so I'm going to get the swimming pool here. Okay, as you see from the agenda, item number D, there is a link to that to the comment received, so click on that on the link, and the link should take you to to the comments. So it take you to an a matrix which it says rule development workshop, and this is really consists of all the comments we received on the draft code for the 2020 update to the Florida Building Code. And as you see under for swimming pool at the end there's the agenda, there is also a column with comment received, and there's 2 attachments, and if you click on the comment received, you will see these are the comments submitted on one swimming pool, mainly section 454. The way they are organized, as you see by, it says, you know, the section, which is 454, and then underneath is the number or the comment, which is start with SW, which is swimming pool, and then C is for commercial, and then 454 is the section and comment number one. And some of the comments would have would refer you to attachments. So, and the attachments are, you know, listed in the metrics. So if you go back, and then you'll be able to see there is the two attachments. Any questions about the metrics, the comments, and so on?
Okay.
None? All right, thank you. Go ahead, Jeff.
Tom? And I just want to say thanks for being here today. We know it's not easy to get away from your jobs and work and work to be here on site, but in order to properly vet these comments, it's a lot easier to do it in permit in person when we do have an issue that comes up. So I wanted to say thanks for taking the time to be here. We appreciate it. Now I'll turn it back to Jeff to get started.
All right, thanks, Tom. All right, we're starting with SWC 454, comment number one, submitted by Carrie Hebrink. Impeccable timing. Would the proponent like to speak?
Love it.
All right. Anybody else in the public wish to speak in favor of it?
I'm happy to answer questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Anybody from the public wish to speak in favor of the comment? Is anybody in opposition to the comment? Florida Home Builders are speaking in support. Okay. Coming back to the TAC, does a TAC member wish to make a motion? Bob?
Yes. I move that it be passed as nearly written. If you would allow me a moment, the note that we added at the bottom, it was suggested by FBC staff that didn't need to be a note. It could just be a sentence. Would that be okay with y'all to make it a sentence? Because rather than having a parentheses around it, get rid of the word note and just make it UV flow capacity must meet the feature pump's flow capacity. Would that be all right?
Sure. Yeah, that's fine.
No problem.
All right, so Bob is moving that with the amendment, which is to make the parenthetical actually a sentence. Is there a second?
Perhaps I'll second.
If a motion and a second, is there any discussion? All in favor of the motion as amended, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, next is a comment submitted by Brian Holland. It's swimming pool, electrical, commercial 454, comment number two. Is anybody here from the public who wishes to speak on behalf of this modification? Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, John Hall, Miami-Dade County. This is pretty much an editorial change, adding a title and clarifying that equipment should be installed according to the manufacturer's installation instructions rather than using the term specifications. It doesn't really change the requirement. Very much in favor of this proposal.
Very good. Anybody else wish to speak in support? See the home builders? Is there anybody in opposition? You're in opposition. Would you like to speak on it?
Sorry, Mr. Chairman. Just literally flew in via airlines, Doug Buck from the Capitol. So trying to get a little bit discombobulated here. But on this proposal from the representing the Florida Swimming Pool Association, I'm Carrie Hebrink, and we would recommend reinstating approved for use by Underwriters Laboratories or NSF. We think that should be reinstated.
Okay. Does the proponent wish to comment on that as a rebuttal opportunity? John? Or as support, whichever.
Approval by UL or NSF isn't really the right terminology. UL lists equipment for a specific use, and it then is accompanied by manufacturer's instructions. The approval is done by the authority having jurisdiction. And this is a little bit misleading, is the reason that Brian had that lined out. Just to clarify that it's not being approved by them. The equipment is listed by one of the two organizations, but it's not approved in the sense that the code uses the term approval. Thank you.
Okay. Carrie, do you want a rebuttal?
I think that's kind of semantics. I get what he's saying. He's correct, and our products are listed. But they also say that it's listed for that use.
Okay.
So in other words, just, I think we're kind of getting tied up on some semantics on the word approval, because we think of approval as in product approval.
Okay. All right. That concludes public comment. Coming back to the TAC, we heard public comment. What would the TAC like to do with this modification?
More confused now.
Mike? Somebody was going to raise her.
I'd like to see the UL and NSF added back, and if listed is the correct term, which I think it is the, and this would say be listed for such use by UL or NSF. So I would think that would be the way to go.
So your motion is to go with the language that was submitted by Brian, but changing the word approved to listed and adding back in by UL or NSF.
And Jeff, just if I could interject, if we think it might be easier, and if Mo wants to weigh in, since Brian's not here, it might be easier we could send the feedback from the TAC to him. You could NAR this and say, do you want to change this to as listed, and see if he wants to submit it into the April workshop.
Yeah, if you guys are struggling with it, it would be best to send it back to Brian and make sure he's here next time to present his comment.
All right. Bob, it's up to you. If you want to make the motion, you're free to make it.
Move to NAR?
Why don't we just
yes.
Take no motion on it, and that will be...
Yes. Either way, it's fine.
Let's just say NAR, which means no motion was made on it, with the comment that there's a word listed or approved that needs to be evaluated by the proponent and brought back. Right? Okay. Then we move on to Swimming Pool Commercial 454, comment number 3, submitted by Bob Vincent. Bob?
So this section of the code has a couple of errors in this supplement that was written. With the two submitters, they conflicted in the way that the two things merged together. So what I attempted to do here is fix that. And the line numbering didn't come out right. So if you scroll down to page 3, you'll see the first highlighted section, the 3/4 GPM at non-transient facilities, needs to come out. That's a useless term there. And Michael Weinbaum, one of the submitters, has echoed that in his attachment later. And then the LaPetri portion of that at the end needs to have some words added to it. The highlighted words at the end are standing alone, have been approved by the commission. And so I gave you the alternative language that I think it ought to be up at the top of that 454.111 on page 3, 2. What that does is it talks about the residential developments of 1,000 units or more would be based on 2.5 hours of turnover time. And, of course, that is the language that Mr. LaPietri added, and the rest of what he added was deleted by Mr. Weinbaum. So, didn't merge well.
All right. Does anybody from the public wish to speak in favor of this proposed modification? Yes?
Speak on aye, if possible.
Yep.
Dallas Thiessen on behalf of the Florida Swimming Pool Association. As Bob mentioned, Mr. Weinbaum had some concerns with Bob's comment, concerned that the Bob's attempt to change to grammatically correct that last sentence would undo some of the benefits of the modification as written, specifically. Pool owners that are using an IWF for as part of their facilities, they would not be gaining the benefit of the gallons per minute cycling of the water that they would be if they have a 2.5 hour cap or 2.5 hour limit on the circulation. So I wanted to express that comment on behalf of Mr. Weinbaum, on behalf of FSPA, that we just want to make sure that this clarification does not, that Bob's clarification does not undo the benefits that are in the new sizing language.
Okay. Does anybody else in the public wish to comment?
I think the second that we got comments from him today.
Okay. Anybody else, either pro or con? All right, we come back to the TAC, and for whatever.
Bob, what are your thoughts on that?
I don't think it'll matter when you get to these larger residential developments of 1,000 units or more. It could matter in the under 1,000 unit ones because more of those are building the interactive water features, and they would also have that cumulative flow then, like it shows at the top. I'm not opposed to including it, though, but we'd have to word it in today if you want to do that.
Well, you still can do some work in April, so you don't need to
and
do it today.
Sure.
So you can work on some stuff for the April if you feel like this needs to be worked on some more. There's no need to really...
Right, so if that's the case, then we would just, no motion would be made, and then you would know you need to work on it and bring it back. So we'll go with an NAR.
Yep.
No motion was made in favor.
I could go ahead and move that it be accepted, and then we can fix it later.
It's up to the committee whether they want to accept it at this point.
We prefer the NAR
and then come back with something else.
Yeah, that's really a cleaner way to. That's a cleaner way to do it.
Yeah, it sounds like you've got three different entities trying to come together, and you're not there yet.
Close. Okay, so we'll go with the NAR since no one made a motion to support it, and we move on to swimming pool commercial 454 comment number 4 submitted by Michael Weinbaum.
There is not more than one comments within number 3.
Right. The next one after that one is about rules and regulations signage, and I think that or beverages was struck. That's not correctly done, and so I wanted to point it out. Or beverages needs to remain in there. And then what I wanted to ask on this second...
You stick with one by one.
Okay.
That'd be good.
Okay.
If it's okay with the chair and all that.
Yes. Yeah, so we need to take some public comment. So I think it would be useful to clarify what's being asked first, though. So there's a 454.1, and then there's some additional text that was submitted after the fact, right?
I can clarify this one.
Go ahead.
Under 454.1.2.3.5, there was a number of code changes submitted. This S7180, 8365, 7217, and so on. I think what happens, I mean, Bob, a code change was to keep it. However, another code change we approved to remove it. The one we approved is to remove it. Bob is coming back and saying, hey, you know, really was should stay. So that's really what we're doing here, is whether or beverage need to be removed or stay.
So this is comment number four.
That will be 454.1.2.5, which is...
Probably should have been a four, and then the next one by one, probably should have been a five, but...
But it's all right. They're together. We can take them one by one.
Oh, I have five comments on there, on my number two comment.
That's what I'm saying. You
or know. Number three comment.
Yeah.
I have five sections that need to be corrected.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So what Mo said is right, but the commission... In August, passed the version that has or beverages in it. And that's the one I had asked them to pass, and I'm the one that submitted all of these. So it would seem like I would know what I submitted. It would seem.
Okay, so help us understand what we want to do with it. You're back on comment number three now.
Right. So on the comments, it's on the left side, line 26, because of the numbering here, it says no food, and then or beverages is struck. And then so I added back in or beverages. That keeps mixed drinks, Coca-Colas, everything else out of the pool. And then we added on line 27 at the commission meeting, the commercially bottled water and plastic bottles are allowed on the pool wet deck for pool patron hydration. So we're saying you can have plastic bottles of water on the pool deck, but no beverages are allowed in the pool.
Hey, Bob, do you have the copies of this that you were going to hand out?
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I was looking at this thing, and it doesn't have that in it.
I'm not sure the other members have that.
This is a different document.
But this is the one that the commission approved.
Okay.
But I think he want to put it back. So that's what I'm saying. I think his comment is that he want to put the language that struck back. That's all.
So now we can go to these individually since we're
yeah,
doing
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We can put that back in.
Yeah, do it by one. That's
right.
What we're trying to do.
This is, now I understand because this was not in the packet.
No, it's not. But gotcha. Let's just go ahead and take them one by one.
All right, so first is 454.1.2.3.5, and Bob's trying to put back in what he just described.
Oh,
correct?
Yes, I'd like to put that back in.
All right, does anybody from the public... Oh, sorry.
So, are we working off a document that was received today?
No, this was posted.
Are we working off the... I want to make sure we're working off the
posted. Yeah, the one posted.
Document.
That's what we're looking at.
Okay. That's what I'm looking at, so...
Yeah, the one we're looking at, we just take them... Comment number three has more than one section.
Correct.
Because we need to take them one by one.
Okay. All right. Does anybody from the public wish to comment on this first piece of this?
So just to be clear, we're removing the stricken or beverages and adding the sentence commercially bottled water, plastic bottles, blah, blah, blah.
No, commercially is already in. The only
You're
thing...
You're just unstriking then.
Yes, unstriking or beverage.
Okay. Yeah, the Sportsman Pool Association supports that.
All right. Anybody else in the public wish to comment? Coming back to the TAC, is there a motion on the first part of this comment?
Make a motion to approve.
I'll see a second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, the next one, Bob.
These were in the comments as well, toward the bottom there on pool rules number 8 and number 10. We have in the code a little X in the space for a depth, and the sign makers are putting X's on their signs.
No, Bob.
Bob, listen, 454.1.2.5 rules.
Yeah.
We're on the comments.
Okay.
Can we take the X?
Can we take the X out of number 8 and number 10?
And just leave it as a blank.
Sure.
Do we even need a vote on that?
Can we make one Y? X or Y?
We'll take it out, but you can vote on it. There's no problem. Yeah.
All right. Is there a motion to so make it happen?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Which is the next, Bob?
So the next is sun shelf dimensional requirements. Again, I think this was Scribner's error. The highlighted words should have been left in, and they were cut out.
I agree with Bob. This is already was noted in a review of the draft, so this will be in. It's just it's in the supplement, however, it was not made it to the draft, and we noted that, and it will be in the draft. If you want to...
You don't really have to take any action.
You know, you don't want to take any action, it will be fine. No problem. No action needed.
Okay. Next one, Bob.
So my comment on attendants or lifeguards was to add a statement there, and I did bring that in today. So if you would like, we'll set it up for April. We have in our DOH rule that there'll be a lifeguard safety plan for theme parks and for slides, other climbable structures. And so if this were to say attendants or lifeguards shall be provided at the top of the slides and at the runout, our lifeguard plan would say, no, you need a lifeguard at the bottom of the runout. So they would conflict each other. But we can fix that in April, if you prefer.
That's fine. I think will be best if it's okay with the chair.
So is it an NAR now? Or?
NAR, yeah.
Nothing, no motion was made. That's an NAR, so yeah. All right. What's the next piece, Bob?
This one is about the filter area, and I did bring some language for that. If I could hand it out, that would be great. It depends on if you guys want to deal with this today. I've got the language with me.
So is it different than what's on the screen right now?
Yes.
For 454.1.9.8?
It is.
It's up to the tack, but from a practical standpoint, it would be better for us all to see the actual language that you want to put in there. And I'm sure that the associations, the interested department, and parties would agree with that.
I defer.
All right, so we'll go with an NAR on that as well. What's next, Bob?
I think the next one for 454.19861, it was another Scrivener error. That adjustment chemicals was taken out, and it didn't get taken out in the final commission approval.
Yeah, I think it's in the supplement. The draft has been corrected, so you should be okay. I think no action needed if that's okay.
Okay, it's already handled, so we're good with that one.
And then the comment on the very last one, delete that because that was corrected with FSPA's change to the interactive water feature.
So no actions needed there? Is that correct?
Yeah, that's no longer needed.
Okay.
Done.
All right, then we do move on now to comment four, which is submitted by Michael Weinbaum. It's SWC 454, comment number four. Does anybody from the public wish to speak?
This has also already been taken care of by approving the first comment.
Okay.
Kerry, so you could also
do an
affirmative recommendation because it's already taken care of.
All right, does anybody from the public wish to comment? The idea is to NAR since that previous action basically handled this.
Yeah.
Everybody good with that?
Or NAR.
Okay.
Hold,
sir.
You got to come up to the table, say your name and your representation, and you have to hold the mic while you're speaking.
Thank you.
Are you Michael Weinbaum?
No, I'm not.
I'm Sam Libertor with Gardner Collins Engineering. I'm just going back to about the skimmer and the sun shelf issue.
Okay, well,
I didn't know where you guys were, so I kind of got lost in what
right.
you guys were
so
doing.
So let us finish this one then, since this is not the same one.
Okay.
So does anybody else have any comments on comment number four? Seeing none, we'll come back to the TAC. Is there anybody wish to make a motion? It would be NAR based on an action that was already taken. So, sir, you're saying that you wanted to comment on an action that we've already taken on a previous one. Is that, am I hearing that?
I think my concern was minimum sun shelf depth and how it's going to fit in there. And if we have to actually give a dimension of how deep they need to be.
So, Mo, was that one of the ones we NAR'd?
This is the one that we said we put in back the language as the supplement. I think what Bob, when he was reviewing this, he was reviewing the draft. So the language in pools utilizing automatic recessed surface skimmers, etc., that will be is already in the supplement. So that will be this text will be reinstated. That's all. We're not doing anything here other than reinstated the text that, as you see in yellow.
We'll see how the skimmer's going to fit in sun shelf.
All right, well,
if you have a question or a comment, can we get you to come up to the table and to the table, please?
So, to clarify, Mo, the action taken was TAC, just agreed to put in the language that was in there
yes,
previously.
Yes, and that's what's well approved, yes. All what we're doing here, putting the text
right.
back into as approved through the triennial code
right.
change process.
Since you missed it and we're not pressed for time, we'll go ahead and give you an opportunity to speak on this. Say your name and representation and hold the mic.
My name is Sam Libertor with Gardner Collins Engineering. I just want to make sure that we can fit these skimmers in the sun shelf without breaking any other part of the code as far as minimum depths the sun shelf needs to be, because the skimmers set around 7 to 8 inches below the deck level, and it's going to be the sun shelf depths are going to be deep in those areas if we try to put skimmers in them. And the other concern was, is I don't know if there needs to be an additional skimmer in the pool, if they're requesting an additional skimmer, or is it just per design, there's a two skimmer pool, does one of them need to be in the sun shelf and the other one need to be outside? I guess I just have a lot of questions. I want to just make sure we get it right and it's clarified so there's no questions or variances needed when we have to design these things.
Okay. All right, thank you.
We can work to clarify those by April.
Yes, if you're interested in providing comments on it by April, we have a workshop coming in April. You can take the language and let's see if you can want to clarify it. It's fine.
Thank you very much.
Okay, then let's move on to comment number five, again submitted by Michael Weinbaum. This is SWC 454, comment number five.
Okay, this one, this is Mo Medani. This one, I think he was asking to withdraw his a code change that was approved, and however, by taking action on the first comments, I think we're okay. So I think you can do a no affirmative recommendation on this one.
Okay. Is there anybody from the public wish to comment? Yes,
Carrie.
I just want to comment.
Carrie, if you have a comment where you're going to talk, you need to come into the mic. We are, but there's people online who are watching and want to know what you're saying.
Okay. Carrie Hebring, Florida Swimming Pool Associate. Michael Weinbaum participated in our work group that came up with that first recommendation that incorporates this comment. So he was part of working out that solution.
So they're good with, we can leave it NAR because it's handled in the first one.
Correct.
Okay. Anybody else in the public wish to comment?
That one was on IWS. This one is on sizing. It references the attachment that we have,
yes.
Attachment 2.
Which is already, I think, can we take care of that under
yours? You're correct.
Under
it's already been handled under the other one that, well. That was an NAR.
Did we do
it? Because it was more complex than we wanted to deal with here today.
Yeah, you're right. We did it an NAR.
So this should be NAR'd as well, because basically when the correction is made to that first comment, then it should be handled then, right? All right.
I would say.
All right, then coming back to the TAC, is there any action? So we'll give that also an NAR. Now, in the confusion of various flailing and flying documents, have I missed any comments?
No, you're okay. Okay. I keep up with you.
Mo, I think it might be beneficial to go back to Bob's comment and talk about each piece and what we've recorded for each one.
We can go back shortly.
There ended up being 5 in the 1, so we might just want to walk through each everybody knows.
No problem. I think we're done, actually, at this point. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Let's just go through them one by one. Comment 1, we're okay. No question. Then you guess comment 2, which is we okay. Comment 3, which is what has a number of sections in there. The first one, we decided that we NAR that. So Bob is going to go back and try to come up with a revised language, along with take care also of my comments, which to remove and the 3/4 GPM, etc. So
confirm each section as you said.
Okay, because the sections is 454.1.1.1 sizing. Then we go to section 454.1.2.3.5. That we decided to approve it as submitted, to put back the language or beverages under item number 1.
Correct.
Also to remove the 2 X's that's in item number 8 and 9 and 10. Then we went to section 454.1.2.8.1. For this one, we said is okay because it's just putting back a language from the supplement into the draft code, so no action needed. Then we went to 454.1.9.2.2.4. We NAR that. Bob said he will come back with a better language or a revision to it. Then we went to 454.1.9.2.6.2. We NAR that. It's really to allow for more work on this one from Bob. 454.1.9.8.6.1, we said no action needed, is a matter mainly putting back language adjustment chemicals, which is also from the supplement. Then we looked at 454.1.9.8.6.3. We said no action with this one. With no action needed, it was taken care of by approval of comment 1. That's really for comment number 3. Comment number 4, we said NAR on that because of the fact we handled this under comment number 1. Then we went to comment number 5, which is also will be handled as part of one of the comments from Bob, which is the sizing and of the your section 454.1.1.9. So with that, we said NAR to allow for more work on it. That's it.
Yep, that's right. Mike?
Well, what did you have on comment 2?
She said it was okay, and I believe it was an AAR.
We have on comment two, we have an AAR.
Okay. Right, because the listed thing needs to be fixed, or, yeah. Okay, so that concludes the comment portion. We're now ready to move on to our next and final substantive issue, which is the considered declaratory statement, DS 2019-071. Is the petitioner here? Anybody representing Christopher Johnson of Superior Fence? All right, let's have our staff analysis, and then we'll take public comment, and then we'll have the TAC make a decision.
All right. I hope everybody had an opportunity to look through the staff analysis and review the deck statements. I'm going to, you know, mainly highlight certain things. First of all, the issue we have before us is DS 2019-071. The petitioner mainly is seeking a declaratory statement regarding the gate latch and locking requirement of section R445.1.17.1.8 of the 6th edition 2017 Florida Building Code Residential, which we'll be dealing with here with the private swimming pool, not public swimming pool. The petitioner seeks clarification of the following questions. One, when the gate latch is located at least 54 inches from the bottom of the gate, is a barrier that has no opening greater than half an inch within 18 inches of the release mechanism is still required. Two, if a magnetic tub pull latch is installed at least 54 inches from the bottom of the gate, can the release mechanism and the self-latching locking device both be located on the outside of the gate? The petitioner provided the specific facts on both of his questions under issue one and issue two, which I'm not going to go through if you're assuming you have already looked at that. The section that's really of the debate here is section R45.1.17.1.8, access gate. And the section mainly says, when provided, shall be self-closing and shall comply with the requirement of section R45.01.17.1.1 through R451.17.1.7. And shall be equipped with a self-latching locking device located on the pull side of the gate. When the device release is located no less than 54 inches from the bottom of the gate, the device release mechanism may be located on either side of the gate and so placed that it cannot be reached by a young child over the top or through any opening or gap from the outside. Gates that provide access to the swimming pool must open outward away from the pool. The gate and barrier shall have no opening greater than half an inch within 18 inch of the release mechanism. So the issue here is, first of all, it has to do with the self-latching lock device. It says to us, it shall be equipped, the gate shall be equipped with a self-latching locking device located on the pool side of the gate. However, then it comes and say, okay, for the release mechanism, it says maybe located on either side. The lock is always has to be to the inside. It allows give you the option for the release mechanism to be either side. But then also it continues, at the end it says that the gates and the barrier shall have no opening greater than 1/2 inch within 18 inches of the release mechanism, regardless of whether your gate is 48 inches or the latch is 54, you still have to maintain it, the way the code says, that 18 inch where the opening not greater than half an inch. So Based on that, the staff analysis is as follows. For question number one, when the gate latch is located at least 54 inches from the bottom of the gate, is a barrier that has no opening greater than half an inch within 18 inch of the release mechanism is still required? The answer is to a petitioner's question is yes, as per section R4501.17.1.8 of the 6th edition 2017 Florida Building Code Residential, the gate and the barrier in question must have no opening greater than half an inch within 18 inch of the release mechanism. Question number two, if a magnetic tub pull latch is installed at least 54 inches from the bottom of the gate, can the release mechanism and the self-latch latching locking device both be located on the outside of the gate? The answer to the petitioner question is no, as per section R4501.17.1.8 of the 6th edition 2017 Florida Building Code Residential. The self-latching locking device for the project in question must be located on the pull side of the gate, and the release mechanism may be located on either side of the gate. Thank you.
Thank you, Mo. Does anybody from the public wish to comment on the deck statement? All right, seeing no public comment, coming back to the TAC, is there...
Hold a second. FSPA, is it?
Oh.
Dallas Heason on behalf of the Florida Swimming Pool Association. As far as this... This comment go the request for declaratory statement. We believe there is that the commission should discuss this at a little more length. There is the petitioner here does have a valid argument that new technology is outpacing what the code is originally intended. And we don't have a firm support or oppose position on this, but we do believe that is an interesting question raised by the petition. I believe it does deserve discussion, and that there is some potential benefit from opening up the potential market for more products to be used. Right now, as the code sits, pool contractors and homeowners are kind of pigeonholed into some very, very specific locking devices because of the way the code is written. And I believe an interpretation that matches with current technology, especially with the prevalence of magnetic locking mechanisms and magnetic latching devices, may be beneficial to homeowners to have more options to be in compliance and meet the barrier requirements of the pools.
All right, thank you. Anybody else in the public wish to comment? All right, coming back to the TAC.
I can say something if it's okay. I dealt with this. I think if there's new technologies and all that, the code always really under section 104.11 alternate material methods, it allow for alternative that would meet the intent of the code. However, that is subject to approval by the building official. So that's this language has been in the code since inception. I think when we put together the Florida Building Code in 2001-2002, I looked at it, the language has not changed since the inceptions of the code. So if they feel, guys, there's new technologies or other things need to be looked at, a code change to really bring in some exceptions would be in order. But we cannot change the code with a declaratory statement. We cannot say, between the alternate material method and between the future code change process, maybe that's where you want to kind of address this.
All right. So for this purpose, the interpretation is of the existing code 6th edition. All right, TAC members, does anyone like to make a motion?
Durasio, make a motion. Accept staff's analysis.
Okay.
As stated.
Is there a second? Yes.
On both, correct, on one, question one and two.
Is there a second?
Perhaps I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay. Is there any other public comment of any sort? Any TAC comment? Then, Mr. Chairman, you may adjourn us, sir.
Motion to adjourn, please.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for coming down.